The entire prayer. Here's the spiritual armor prayer in its entirety. In the rest of the book, I'll expand on it with scriptures. The seven parts of the prayer go through seven stages. Part one, you are my loving Savior, Lord. Part two, I'm being attacked. Part three, I want to repent and change in whatever way I need to. Part four, I stand in your strength alone. Part five, you are protecting me and will deliver me. Part six, fill and strengthen me. Part seven, you are the ultimate victor. Here they are. Part one, thanksgiving and truth. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you are my Savior every single day, every moment. Every moment, you are my wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Thank you that I can fully trust you because you are good and you are over all. Thank you that you know me and you love me. You are with me, and by your authority and your spirit, you empower me to stand strong in you against the enemy. Part two, the attack against me. Lord, today the deceiver of the whole world, the one with the domain of darkness who disguises himself as an angel of light and seeks prey like a roaring lion, wants to come against me through lies that manifest in feelings and or thoughts of overwhelm, despair, horror, pride, confusion, doubt, impatience, lust, irritability, self-condemnation, fear, distraction, self-focus, self-defense, self-exaltation, anger, weakness, exhaustion, anxiety, flesh dependence, sadness, discouragement, or other such means of attack. The note says, this is my own personal list. Your list will look different as you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the workings of your own heart and mind. Part 3, Confession of Sins. In any way I've given the devil a foothold, have because of my desires been enticed and lured away from the faith, have connected with these attractions and conceived and brought forth sin, I confess and repent, asking your forgiveness and cleansing from unrighteousness. Part 4, Declaration of Standing in Your Power. Through your immeasurably great power, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, the same power manifest in your resurrection, I resist the devil, standing firm against his schemes in the power of the Spirit, sober and watchful. I ask you to rebuke the devil and deliver me from evil. I know that I fight with divine weapons, and I expect to demolish strongholds through your divine power, because you came to undo the works of the devil. Part 5, Confidence in Your Rescue. Because I stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone, trusting in you, because I desire to walk in the Spirit rather than in the flesh, I know you will hear my cry for deliverance and will deliver me. I know you will encompass me like a shield with favor, with mercy, with songs and shouts of deliverance, and with a great cloud of faithful witnesses. Part 6, Request for Renewal. Renew me, O Lord, in your strength, according to the power of the resurrection. Bring fresh awareness to my spiritual senses of the firm foundation of the solid rock under my feet. Give me fresh awareness of your living water flowing in and through me. Transform me and renew me with your life and your power. Fill me with your wisdom. Saturate me with your fullness and cause me to abound with your love. Part 7. Further Declaration of Standing in Your Power. I stand boldly by the blood of the Lamb and in the power of the resurrection of the ascended and seated Christ, against the forces of evil. I know that the devil and his minions have power, but I also know that light is greater than darkness, so that the darkness cannot put it out. I know that those who are with me are more than those who are with them. And I know that he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. In the rest of this book, the different parts of this prayer will be expanded on with their foundation in Scripture.